بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin a new chapter in our book عمدة الأحكام, but also related to purity and طهارة. And this chapter deals with menstruation. And we all know that menstruation only happens to females. And it is something that Allah Azza wa Jal has created. So don't ask for equality and say, why do only women get this? I'd like to have a portion of that. And when women come and say, we're equal, no, you're not. You can conceive children, I can't. So Allah created men and women, and Allah, who knows whom He created, gave all certain rules and regulations they all must follow. We have a hadith with us, hadith of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. And who will read that for us? Yes, brother.
Narrated Aisha, Fatima bint Abi Hubaysh came to the Prophet and said, I am a woman whose blood keeps flowing and never purifying. Should I therefore abandon prayer? He said, not at all, for this is only a vein. So leave prayer as much as the days you used to have your regular menses, and then make ghusl and pray. In another narration, this is not menstruation. Therefore, don't pray. Once its time is gone, wash the blood and pray.
Okay. The issue of menstruation is a topic among the most difficult topics in the books of fiqh. And if you go and read books of fiqh, you'll find great number of pages written on it. Though, it's very simple. It should be very simple. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has created women on this way. The majority of women have a certain period of the month where they get this blood. This blood comes out only when they're not pregnant, because this blood is made to feed the fetus in their wombs. So if they're not pregnant, this blood comes out. Once they're pregnant, all of this blood goes to feed the child the whole 9 months while he or it is in the womb. Now, it is very simple. When the women get their menstruation, they stop their prayer and fasting. When they're purified, they resume their normal lives. But if the bleeding is continuous throughout the whole month, then we have to judge this to be an istihada. And what is istihada? It is a continuation of the blood that makes it difficult, if not impossible, to recognize what is menses and what is not. And this is why Fatima bint Abi Hubaysh, one of the companions, came and complained to the Prophet ﷺ that she keeps on bleeding the whole year. It never stops. And she wasn't the only one. The scholars say that there were 19 female companions who had the istihada, this continuous blood. So the Prophet said, ﷺ, this is not your menses. This is a vein, meaning that this is an illness that causes the blood to continue to come out throughout the whole month or most of the time. So what to do? The Prophet told her, alayhi salatu wasalam, you have to leave prayer similar amount of the days that you get your menses. Before you got this bleeding, did you have normal menses? She said, yes, 6 to 7 days every month. So the Prophet told her, leave these days every month, and then take a shower, take a ghusl, and pray and fast regularly, even if the blood is coming out. And consider the blood that's coming out, other than the period we consider as menses, to be a blood of vein. All what you have to do is wash it and perform wudu for every salah. Now, this is one hadith. There are other hadiths, such as the hadith of Aisha, number 42, I think it's a second hadith. Okay, we need someone to read it for us. Yes, Abdurrahman.
Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, may peace be upon him, narrated that Habiba suffered from prolonged bleeding, al-istihadha, between the monthly menses period for 7 years. She asked Allah's Apostle about it. He ordered her to take a bath after the termination of the actual periods and added that it was from a blood vessel. So she used to take a bath for every prayer. Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, Habiba bint Jash, the spouse of Abdurrahman bin Auf, made a complaint to the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, about blood which flows beyond the menstrual period. He said to her, remain away from prayer equal to the length of time that your menstruation holds you back. After this, bathe yourself. And she used to take a bath for every prayer.
Very well. Now, the first hadith was explained to us by the second hadith. Because Habiba, anyone would have thought that this was the wife of the Prophet ﷺ. There is, right? What's her name? Habiba. Who is she? Bint Abi Sufyan. Ramla. Bint Abi Sufyan. The mother of the believers. Now this Habiba is Habiba bin Jahsh. She is a companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and she is the wife of Abdurrahman ibn Auf and the sister-in-law of the Prophet, because Habiba bin Jahsh, Zainab bin Jahsh, Hamna bin Jahsh, they were three sisters. And the three of them were the cousins of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Their mother is the maternal aunt of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So she complained of the same issue of menses being so prolonged that over the past 7 years, it never stopped. And the Prophet told her alayhi salatu wasalam to bathe. She, from herself, used to bathe for every salah. And the scholars say that this is not mandatory at all, to bathe for every salah, because the Prophet ordered her only to bathe once, and that is when she believes and thinks that her menses is over. From these two hadiths, we have another 5 or 6 or 7 different hadiths, but they're not mentioned in this book. Why? Because this is a concise summary. It is not as long as Bulugh al-Maram, for example. And it is not as long as Nail al-Awtar or al-Muntaqa, which is the origin is al-Muntaqa. So, how to deal in the case of a woman who has istihada, which is not a general thing to have. The general and the normal thing is to have hayd, which is the menses. A woman gets usually her menses 6 days, 7 days, 9 days, 12 days a month. There is no minimum. Some scholars say that the minimum period of hayd is 1 day. If it's less than a day, then it's not. And this is not acceptable. A woman may get her menses 12 hours a month. This is how Allah created her. Why do you say, no, this is not allowed? And they say the maximum can reach up to 15 days. And again, scholars say, why? If a woman gets her monthly period 17 days every month, fixed, how do I say that, no, 15 days, after 1 hour, this becomes istihada? There is no evidence on that. So it depends on her period, how it is. Now, if the blood does not stop at all, if it continues to flow, then this woman, we consider her to be in the state of istihada. So now, how can we differentiate when to pray and when not to pray? There are three stages. Stage one, what was mentioned in the hadith of Fatima bint Abi Hubaysh and the hadith of Habiba bint Jahsh. And that is, you should stop praying the days your menses used to come. Meaning, stage one is related to women who know the length of their period and when to start. So usually a woman stays 10 years. And during these 10 years, every lunar month, from the first day till the seventh, she gets her menses. She knows that 7 days in the beginning of every lunar month. For 10 years, she's been like this. And all of a sudden, it shifted. Khalas, she started getting the bleeding every single day, either because she took contraceptives, either because she had an operation, some reason or the other. Now she's complaining. She says, Sheikh, I have my whole month, the bleeding is continuous. What to do? What do I say to her? What do I tell her? I tell her, your previous menses, do you know the duration and the time? She says, yes. I say, every lunar month, from day one till day seven, you do not pray and you do not fast. On the seventh day, you make ghusl, you start to pray and fast and act normally, and disregard the blood to be istihadah. Regard it as istihadah. Understood? Anyone has any questions? Okay, we have a break. After the break, inshallah, I will take your questions, so stay tuned.